USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The 19-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Erie County Judge Susan Egan.
You will never see the light of day as a free man ever again.
Before the sentence was read, as a victim's sister was speaking, shooter Peyton Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom.
You don't know a damn thing about black people. We're human. We like our kids to go to good schools. We love our kids. We never go in no neighborhood to take people out.
The man was held back by authorities, and the defendant was taken out of the courtroom. TMZ reporting actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. According to her family, she died this morning after a brief illness. Welch is known for her roles in Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years B.C. Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland today, President Biden said legislative plans coming from the Republican side of the aisle are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
He said the GOP is committed to extending Trump-era tax cuts and cutting Medicare and Social Security. Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. It's official. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is running for president. At a campaign event in Charleston, Haley said America is
ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And we are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
She called out President Biden over his handling of Afghanistan, Russia's war in Ukraine, and the Chinese spy balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this month. Haley is the first Republican to formally challenge former President Trump for the GOP nomination. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Kansas City Chiefs celebrated their Super Bowl win with a hometown crowd today, holding a parade and rally. Head coach Andy Reid.
You are the kingdom, and let's give it one for the world. How about those Chiefs?
Then quarterback and MVP Patrick Mahomes took the mic.
Before we started this season, the AFC West said we were rebuilding. I'm be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means. And our rebuilding year, we're world champs.
Kansas City beat Philadelphia 38-35 in Super Bowl 57. Make-A-Wish America is getting a massive donation from basketball great Michael Jordan. He donated $10 million to the foundation. Jordan said he's been a partner with Make-A-Wish for more than three decades. It's being described as the largest individual donation in Make-A-Wish history. Operators of KFC say they're paring down menus nationwide to help maintain efficiency for kitchen staff and make ordering easier. Wings, popcorn chicken, chocolate chip cookies, and Nashville hot sauce are among the products that are being cut out. The menu change is currently being introduced across the U.S. The United States set to host a World Cup event for the first time in two decades. Minnesota will hold a World Cup cross-country ski event next February. Three-time Olympic medalist Jesse Diggins told KARE11, this is America's chance to show off its passion for cross-country skiing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My